Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 to 8. Darren Frehill's here with the sports news. The retirement of Rachel Blackmore, Darren.
Yes, only one place to start, Gavin. And I know between yesterday and this morning, there's been so many tributes paid to her, and what a career she's had. And the way she's done this is so Rachel Blackmore, actually, because she's, I don't think, ever been fond of the spotlight. Just did all her talking on the track and on board so many of those great horses. Only 35 years of age, but packed so much into a 15, 16 year career. You know, you look at some of the highlights. First female jockey to win the Aintree Grand National, the biggest race of them all. And then I think she actually claimed so many of the biggest races that were out there, you know. And whether you're male or female, this is the beauty about horse racing, isn't it? We've been talking on this programme for so many years about, you know, equality in terms of the coverage and between female and male sports. But this is one that transcends both, isn't it? And for her, you know, she always kind of judged herself as being a jockey, not a female jockey, but she broke the glass ceiling in so many of these big races. 18 race wins in Cheltenham, you know. Male jockeys, they don't do that, not many of them anyway. And all the big races there as well, the Gold Cup, the Champion Hurdle. And I was actually scanning, I was interested yesterday evening and this morning to see the international impact of this. And it is news across the globe, it really is. So she's inspired not only Irish sports people, male and female, but also across the globe. And another jockey in the UK, Holly Doyle, she's a trailblazer herself. She's on the flat. She's been paying tribute to Rachel and the impact that she has had on horse racing across the globe.
Really quite shocked, actually. Obviously, on you know, looking into it, I suppose, what more can Rachel do? And if she thinks the time's right, then so be it. And just so much respect for her, as everyone in the industry would have. Yeah, she's such an inspiration. She's just such a good jockey, you know, whether she's, you know, female or whatever, she's just a great jockey. And, you know, ultimately, she's a great person as well. And yeah, she's set the bar so high, and I don't know if anyone will ever be able to match what she's done. So I'm sure she's it's really nice that she's able to walk away on her own terms. Obviously, Rachel's from Ireland, and I'd say it's even harder in Ireland to make your name as you know, in the jump industry especially. And yeah, unbelievable. I don't think much more needs to be said, really. Rachel's broken every barrier that was set, and you know, her winners at Cheltenham, the Grand National, I think it just shuts down any kind of questions that are there to be asked, and it's truly incredible.
Yeah, it's such a tough, dangerous sport, Darren. I mean, irrespective of riding the horse themselves, the diet, the travel, it's a grueling life being a jockey.
Yeah, and very often people just see the spotlight in the big races and the big days, but the sacrifices that these jockeys make is incredible. The early rises, and of course she had that most recent injury late last year, where she broke a bone in her neck, and I think that we all paused when that happened and went, oh, hold on here a second, you know. So maybe that's influenced her decision as well. We don't know, but interesting there, Holly Doyle, big Tipperary connection there, because Holly's dad is Mark. He's originally from Clonmel, and I think Clonmel, Mary, you'll know better than me.
Not too far.
Is it about 20-30 kilometres away?
Not even that. Yeah. Not even that. 10 or 12. But I mean, she's surrounded by great racing country down there as well. Places like Feathert, Drangan, Mullinahone. I could keep going on, but I won't. But I'm really looking forward. I'm talking to Henry de Bromhead a little later
on.
Of course, they've had a phenomenal partnership.
Haven't they, Justin? Some of the images. But we'll go from there, from the Clonmel down to South Hill, because when one career ended yesterday, one great career, another one started, because we'll stick with this racing theme here. Terry Casey saddled his very first winner, a teenager from South Hill in Limerick, and he guided Duke of Leggett to success in the Apprentice Handicap, and he got the big chance from trainer Mick Mulvaney.
There's no better feeling than that there. Michael has been very good to me. Just coming second there, last few rides. Just what I was running into one, so it's great to come up and ride a winner here today.
And Wesley Joyce, he's from the same neck of the same part of the world as you.
Yeah, he's not too far away from me. Look, it's great, because I used to be watching him on the telly and seeing how well he's doing. And then that's when I realised that I wanted to be just like him. So yeah, it's great to ride.
And just before I go, a couple of headlines. Caelan Darris could be sidelined for up to 6 months with that shoulder injury. Leinster confirmed that news yesterday. And Sheffield United beat Bristol City. They have qualified for the Championship playoff final. The second semi-final between Sunderland and Coventry takes place this evening.
All right, Darren, thank you very much.